say though, no, you should know, Kurvashain, you have to be mafresh, you have to call out, set aside the teres from Isaroni, but via Insarach lahafresh. You don't really have to separate it and give it to the yoni itself. Because that's halacha by Demai, it's always a suffix. Like these fruits that you buy off an Amoritz, talking about a Jewish Amoritz, that there is a doubt that maybe he already took off Shrumas Meister and Meister East and Meister Sheni. So therefore, all you have to do is here is just Korea Shane. Call it Meisteroni. So Mel, if you take off Meisteroni, now what you have now is, this is Meisteroni, and the rest of it is Chulin, you're allowed to eat. Now the Meisteroni itself, is you're allowed to eat it also. It's like Chulin. There's only a mitzvah Nesina, you're supposed to give it to an Oni. But here, since it's a suffix, if it's a doubt, if you really have to give it away or not, because it could be the Amoris that you bought it off already. Maybe he already gave off Maiseroni. So therefore, the lacher is you don't have to give it away. Minasafik, you're allowed to hold on to it. You have to be mafreshit, because maybe there's an Isser involved. Like we'll soon see the chum hold, if you don't take off Maiseroni, so then the rest of the fruit is like tevel. As calls the man, you don't take off what you're supposed to from it. Like what you're supposed to do really is take off truma. That's the first thing. Then you take off Meister Rishon. Then you take off Trumas Meister. Then you take off Meister Sheni or Meister Roni. When everything is taken out of it, then you're allowed to eat the leftover fruits. But as long as you didn't take all these things out of the fruits, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. So Chum hold, you're not allowed to eat these fruits until you took off Meister Roni. So what you have to do is Kurashain. You have to call a part of it Meister Roni. But once you call it Maiseroni, so now it's called, you have two things here. You have Maiseroni here, and you have the rest of the fruits that you're allowed to eat. Now you are allowed to eat all of it. You can keep all of it. Because even this Maiseroni, it's not for sure that you have to give it away. Maybe the Amoritz took it off already. So then it's called a Suffolk Mummon, that usually in a Suffolk, you're allowed to hold on to it, unless the other person could prove it, that it belongs to him. So the Oni can't prove it that this Maiseroni belongs to them, because maybe the Amoris that you brought it off already took off the Maiseroni. That's a Chom Shita, that's Tam Kurashain, just call it Maiseroni, that's all. And be a Tzarech Lahafrish, you don't have to take it or give it away. Now, what's the Machloikis? The Tanakama, Reb Lezer says not even that much. Reb Lezer holds a Nodom Tzarech Likra Shem Maiseroni. He holds you don't have to call it at all. You don't have to call Meister Sheni at all here. Why not? So my love isn't that the Machlokes is that Leman Diyoma Sveikoi Toivol, according to Chachamim, that they hold that Minasofik, this Paris that you brought off the Amoritz, we have to be afraid maybe he did not take off Maiseroni. And if he did not take off Maiseroni, that's called Toivol. That means it's called like Tevil, that you're not allowed to eat the fruits. Therefore, the Chum say you have to be Korei Hashem. You have to call some fruits Maiseroni. So Mel is not Tevel anymore. So what does the Chum hold? That Ksovar Islei Toivus Hanor is considered like the owner still owns this Maiseroni. It's called Toivus Hanor, means like it belongs to the owner, and it's considered like the owner is giving it to the Oni. That's called Toivus Hanor, that you have some benefit, it's like benefit to you. Therefore, the chivon dislay toivus hanor, since the owner has some toivus hanor, has some benefits from it. In other words, it's considered like the owner is giving away a present to the oni. It's called the oni is getting it from me. Therefore, le mahanya, that's pshat now mishnah. Therefore, now mishnah, when the wife made a nether that she's not allowed to have enjoyment from anybody, she can't take maiseroni. She's also to take maiseroni from people, even though she's an oni. Because by Maiseroni is considered that the owner is giving it to her. It's called the owner is giving it to the Oni. That's called the owner has Toivus Hanor. Toivus Hanor means even though there's a mitzvah nesina, you're supposed to give away this Maiseroni to the Aniyim, but it's called you're giving it to him. He's getting it from you. So therefore, if there's an Issa Neder that she is not allowed to have enjoyment from anybody, she can't take Maiseroni. So that's Pshat in our Chachomim. Therefore, they say you have to be Korei Hashem because the owner has something from it. And therefore, our Mishnah says that this Isha, she cannot take Maiseroni. Therefore, our Mishnah says, what could she take? Only Leket Shechoteya. Those things have no Toivus Hanor. Those things, once it's left over on the fields, it's like Hefker. The owner doesn't own it anymore. And when she comes and takes it, she's taking it from Hefker. But Maaser Oni is considered like it still belongs to the owner, and the owner gives it away to the Oni. Therefore, this lady, even though she's an Oni, it's also for to take it. But Ulaman the Yomav, according to Reb Lezer, that holds Eina Kurashain, that he holds no, when you have this suffix, Maaser Oni, that you took from the Amoritz, he holds you don't have to call it Maaser Oni. Laman diyom ain karei Hashem. Ksaver he holds what that sveke ain a toivel. He holds no that even in a suffolk, even if you did not take off your maaseroni, still the leftover fruits you're allowed to eat. That doesn't make a tevel. In other words, what makes a tevel is if you don't take off the truma out of the fruits, it's tevel. You don't take off maaserishon, it's tevel. You don't take off trumas maaser, it's tevel. Maaser sheni, it's tevel. But if it's the year, the third or sixth year that you're supposed to give maaseroni, he holds it's like stam mitzvahs nesina to give maaseroni. But if you don't give maaseroni, the fruits are still mut if you tweet. That's called einoy tevel. Even if you don't take out the maaseroni, the fruit is not tevel. You're still allowed to eat it. Therefore, the chol shesreik you ain't a tevel. Anytime you have a suffix, like here when you buy it off an amoritz, that you have no chiyuv to take off maaseroni, lest le tevet hano, it's a svara to say that the owner doesn't have any benefit from it. It like doesn't belong to the owner at all. Therefore, v'shori le lisanuye. That was the Gemara's havmina. So the kid said, so machlokes tanoim, if by maaseroni, that that you have to give maaseroni away, is it called like the owner has tovas hanor? It's called like the owner really owns it. And it's called the owner is giving it for a present to the yoni. That's what our Mishnah would hold. Then this Isha cannot take the maaseroni. And Reb Lezer holds no. The Braisa goes like Reb Lezer holds no. Maaseroni, the owner has nothing from it. It's not considered like the owner is giving away the maaseroni. Maaseroni is just like leket shechapeya. As said, it's like hefker. Whenever Anani comes and takes it, could take it. But over here, in our suffix though, since we have a doubt, you bought these fruits off an Amoritz. And there's a good chance to say maybe the Amoritz already took off maaseroni. Therefore, you don't have to take it off at all. So maybe that's the smachlokes over here. That's the way the Ran also explains that even though the Gemara says the case by a suffix, the same svaras would apply by Avada also. That the shaila is it called tevel or isn't it called tevel? Yes, around the middle wants to say, like, what's the machlokes tolian? That le pirish plukta the table being a table of my tolian. Like, what is it really tolian if not taken off maaseroni, does it make the leftover fruits tevel or not? The Ran himself says like this, that the svari is the first one of the middle big lines, that the man is svirilei, ein a toivol, haino taimo, mishum the svirilei, I evshe sheya kri atzmoi chomor, mifnei maiser oni amurubboi. That the kri, the fruits itself, can't be more strict, more chomor, than the actual maiser oni itself. The bishlei ma truma, bishlei by not taking off truma yet, then we understand the fruits before you took off truma. It's also tivit. It's called tevel. Since yizar cannot eat truma, it's a sword that before you took out the truma, the fruits should be tevel, should be yosa. It doesn't lose its name. It's also tivit. Avo maaseroni shuatzmoi mutilazarim. Even after you take off maaseroni, these fruits that you have maaseroni, true, there's a mitzvah nesina to give it to an oni. But if a regular yisrael, the owner would eat it, he's not over an issa of eating it. It's not also for zar to eat. And therefore, since there's no issa for a zar, not a kohen to eat it, hech yetarubos lecham mimenu. So even before you took out the true the maaseroni, you can't say those fruits are also to eat. Sainu taima demand is srile ain't a tevel. That's a svara that's not called tevel. But a man is srile tevel. What's the pshat from the chachamim that they say it is tevel? Mapet le tevel midrash katani beperak yesh mataris. We have a pasuk that says yochel. I would have thought lo yechayev ela tevel shlehur memenu kolikar. I would have thought what's called tevel? That is an isra misa tidit. Yes, only we didn't take off anything yet. What about Turim Mimenu Truma Gedela? Let's say you took off Truma, but Vlahurim Mimenu Maiserishin, and the Gemara goes on there. Even if you took off Maiserishin, Vlah Maiserishini, Fiafilo Maiserani Minayin, how do we know if you did not take out yet Maiserani, that it's also to eat these fruits? Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says, Loi Sucho Lecha Besherecha. Well, I don't know, Oweimer, Fiyochla Besherecha Besaveyum, Ma Sherecha Mala Alahalon, Maiserani, Afkan Maiserani. So kids, that's the machlokes tanoim, have you dashed in this pasuk or not? If by not taking out the maiseroni, are you allowed to eat the leftover fruits or not? So how Gemara wants to say, maybe that's the machlokes our mishnah in the brisa, if this isha that has an issa neder, not to have enjoyment from anybody, is she allowed to take maiseroni? If maiseroni belongs to the owner, this tevel, and therefore the owner has tevis and nor involved, so when the Isha takes it, it's cool, she's taking it from him, that's also, she's having enjoyment from a person. But according to Reb Lezer, that we hold it's not Tevil, and it's not called Tevis Anor, so she's not taking it from the owner, it's called Stam, she's taking Maiseroni, just like Leket Shechapaya, that would be Mutta. Now the Gemara says, Omalei Abaya, so Abaya says back, Dekula Yalmi Yishino Sveikoi Tevil. Abaya says no, everybody could hold Taka, Sveikoi is Tevil. That avada before you take out Shumas Maiseroni, it's also Titi's fruits. And like with Dash and the Gemara and Yevomis, that's the Sposik. That Kozman, you didn't take out what you're supposed to, even the Maiseroni, it's also Tito's fruits. So if so, what's the Machlekes Reb Lezner Chomim? Reb Lezner, Rabon Abokimiflagi. Reb Lezner, Sovar, Loinechshitu, Amioretza Maiseroni. Reb Lezner, those that were not afraid that the Yamoris did not take off Maiseroni. Like he says, for sure, they already took off the Maiseroni. That's why Reb Lezer says that if you buy these fruits off an Amoritz, you don't even have to be Kirishain Maiseroni. You know why? Because you have a right to say that for sure the Oni did it already. Why did he do it? I will chosh the Amoritz. I mean, not the Oni, the Amoritz. I will chosh, he doesn't want to give away the Maiseris. The svar is, Ki von dilu mafka nichsei. Ve'vi Oni, since this Amoritz, if he wants to, he could make himself to become an oni, and he himself could take the maiseroni. He could be mafker all the chosim. Everything he owns, he could say a reizu hefker. So mainly he owns nothing now. So the guy himself is a poor person. Then he himself could go and take this maiseroni. So it doesn't feel so bad for an amoritz to give away the maiseroni, because he knows if he really wanted to, he himself could take it. Vishokulei, and he himself could take it. Heavy. Therefore, lest leib seder. Therefore, the Amoritz doesn't feel bad about making something Maiseroni. Making something, Trumas Maiser or Maiserishin, he has to give it away to the Levi, that he himself can never get it. That bothers him. They were afraid sometimes the Amoritz won't do it. But Stam, to make something Maiseroni, it doesn't bother the Amoritz so much. Because if he really, really wants to take it for himself, there's a way out that he himself could get it. Let him be Mafka, let him make all that he owns Hefker. So he owns nothing, he himself becomes a poor man, and he himself could take it. That's Reb Lezer's svara. That's why Minasafik, if you're buying from Amoritz, you don't have to take off the Maiseroni. But by regular tevel, regular fruits, it could be Avad. Reb Lezer also agrees that Kozuman, you don't take off the Maiseroni, it's tevel, and it's also tidit. And therefore could be it's called Tevus Anor, even according to Reb Lezer also. Therefore, the Braisa can't go according to Reb Lezer either. But Rabban and Savri, what do the Rabbanon hold? Why do they hold if you buy the fruits off an Amoritz, you do have to be Kareya Shein Maiseroni? Like, why did the Rabbanon say that the Amoritz did not take off Maiseroni? Because Rabban and Savri, Nichse Le Mafker, in Inish, it's not a Svara. A person is afraid to be Mafker is Nechosim. Demirsas, he's afraid. Dilma Zochabu Inshi Achrini. Hey, while he says all this property is Hefker, the second he says that, maybe somebody else's neighbor that's going to hear him say it will fast go and say, Gavaltik, I'm being Zeicher, Roy Yenachosim. So it's not worth it for the guy to get this little $2 worth of Maiseroni to give up his $1 million house. So therefore, it's not a svara that the Amoritz will be Mafkriz Nechosim. A person's afraid to be Mafkriz Nechosim. He's afraid maybe somebody else right away will be Zeicher in his property. Dilma Zochabu in the Shachrini. Hilkach, therefore, Nechshadu. Therefore, we're afraid that maybe the Amoritz to not take off Trumas Amaisis. So Kitzur Abayi wants to be Matcher Reb Yosi's Teretz. In other words, maybe that's the Machlokes Reb Lezner Nechum over here. So it has nothing to do with our Mishnah and our Braisa. Like we still have a Kasha in our Mishnah and the Braisa. How come our Mishnah does not say Maiseroni? How come the Braisa does say Maiseroni? Because this Machlokes Nechum and Reb Lezner is a different Machlokes altogether. It's a Machlokes only by Inam Moritz. Are we afraid that he did not take off Maiseroni or not? So Rav wants to answer like this. Rav Omar Toyu Kanva Maiseroni Hamizchalik B'Toych HaBayis. Rav holds Atoya Teretz between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Rav holds there are two different types of Maiseroni. One Maiseroni Taka has Toyvus Hanor, that the owner really owns it. And therefore that's what our Mishnah is talking about, that the Isha cannot take the Maiseroni, because she's having enjoyment from the owner. But there's a second type of Maiseroni, that the owner does not have any enjoyment from it. Does not like have Tevus Hanor. Therefore, it's like complete Hefgar that this Isha could take it. What's the two types? Ravona Kanva Maiseroni Meschalik B'Tei Chabayis. One is where the owner took it home to his house already. And after he brings it home to his house, now he gives it out to the Aniyim. Tehsivbe, here the Pasuk says Nesina. It says, V'nosati La'levi La'ger. So since it's a Pasha Pasuk of Nesina, Nesina means it's called your giving it away. That means you own it, it's your Tevus Hanor, and you're the owner to give it away. So since you're giving it away, then the Isha would be also to take it. Because then it's considered she's having enjoyment from you. It's like you're the one that's giving it to her, so the Isha can't take it. This Isha made a Nisa Neder not to have enjoyment from anybody. But there's another type of Meiser, Mishum Hochi Osalei Lishanuye. Therefore, it's Takadas Pshan, now Mishnah, that this Isha cannot take Maiseroni. She can't have enjoyment from it. Because she had an Issa Neder not to have enjoyment from people. And this Maiseroni is enjoying from the owner. But there's another type, Kanba Maiseroni Yameschalik B'Terech Agronis. When you're down by the fields, when you're first cutting off your wheat, your fruits, that over there, if you give off Maiseroni over there it's different. Kivon Dechsivbe V'Hanachto B'Sharecha. Just leave it there, v'yanachta. Another pasuk says, v'yanachta. Mashma, just leave it. It doesn't say in the Sina that the owner is giving it away. It says, loshen v'yanachta, just leave it there. In other words, leave it there, and it's like hefker. It's not called you're giving it away. It's said that she's taking it by herself. Then, shorul elesanuye. Then the Isha would be allowed to take such maiseroni. If she finds the maiseroni down by the fields, that Maiseroni, the owner, has no Tevus Hanor from it. So that Maiseroni, that's what the Braisa was talking about. In such a case, this Isha could take it. The Rashi said, the Ran says, Rav Rama, Rav Asa Lefruke Masnisin the Braisa. Rav wants to answer our Mishnah and the Braisa. The Lekashin is no Stira. Mishnah the Masnisin, Mariba Maiseroni, Yamaschalik, but the Rabbayas. Our Mishnah is talking about when the owner gives out the Maiseroni in his house. Techivon she balabayis mechalkoi v'noisnoi is toivas anoshaloi. The owner has enjoyment from it. It like belongs to him. O mishumachi lekatani mastisno maiseroni. Do misusra bay, because she's also to have enjoyment from anybody, so she can't have enjoyment from the owner. But ubraisa myri b'maiseroni mechalam b'techagronis. There we're talking about the maiseroni is given out down by the fields. She manicha begorin. There the owner just leaves it free. And he says, there the pasuk says, v'hanachta, just leave it there. Whoever wants to come and take it. V'osim b'safri romi k'siv, and the safri asked the question of Tupsukim. One pasuk says, k'siv, v'nosata l'alev l'yosom l'amona. One pasuk says, you're supposed to give it. U'k'siv, another pasuk says, v'hanachta, b'sharecha, just leave it there. So the free answers, in the winter and the summer. What does that mean? In the summer months, in the summer, that's where first grows. You cut it down in the fields. In the fields, it means just leave it there. When it comes to winter ready, that's the time when it starts to rain. Then already you brought the fruits into your house. Then it's mechalka b'tech beisayin. Then you're giving it out from your house. Then it's already, it's called the maisa v'nisin v'nasatan. Therefore, there's no stira mishnah in the Braisa. There are different times of the year when you give out the Maiseroni. If it's from your house, then it would be osa for the Isha. It's called the owner is giving it. But if it's giving out in the fields, then it would be mutter for the Isha to take it. Weiter. But then our Mishnah says, Kahanim Levi'im Nenim Layito. If a man makes a neder, then what he says that, Koinem Kahanim Levi'im Nenim Li. If he makes a neder that no Kahanim, no Levi'im could have enjoyment from me, which means they can't take my Truma, they can't take my Maisa. So the Mishnah says, Yitlu Akorchoi. Then the Kahanim are allowed to come and take away the Truma Samaisers, without asking him. But let's say this person, this Yisrael, made an Issa Neder, that only to certain Kahanim, or certain Levi'im, they can't have enjoyment from me. So then the halacha is, they can't take the Truma Samaiser, but rather other Levi'im, or other Kahanim, they are the ones that are supposed to take away the Maiser and the Truma. So Gemara says like this, Alma, from our Mishnah we see, that Toivus Hanoa ain't a mamin. That the fact that the owner, like, has the right to give it away to whichever kohen he wants to, is not considered mammon. It's not called, you have an enjoyment from the owner itself. Therefore, the Rashi says, the Chorat the Havamina, that if the Yisrael says, it's also for any kohen to have enjoyment from me. No kohanim could have enjoyment from me. So the Mishnah says, then, all the kohanim have a right to come and take it without asking him. Why? Lechuri made an issa ned, you can't have enjoyment from me. So we have to say is that when the Kohanim come and take the Truma Samaiser, it's not called the having enjoyment from him. It's called the taking Truma Samaiser. That means Toivus Hanoa ain't a mammon. That the owner has a benefit that he can give it away to whoever he wants to is not called mammon. It's not considered like the owner owns it at all. Therefore, the Kohanim are not also to take it. So from Marius Amos Sefer, what does the end of the Mishnah say? If the person said Kohanim Elu, Levi'im Elu Nenim Li, if he said only a certain type of Kohanim, or certain Levi'im can't have enjoyment from me. So then the halacha is, those Kohanim, those Levi'im are also, they can't take your Truma Samaiser, but rather Yitlu Acherim, other Kohanim, other Levi'im are supposed to take it. Avolahani Loi, but these Kohanim that he said no to, they can't take it. Why not? Alma we see, Toivus Hanoa Mammon, that the fact when you take away Truma Samaisa from the Yisrael, it's called you're taking away from him, it's called you're having enjoyment from him, and if he made an Issa Neder that you can't have enjoyment from him, so you can't take his Truma. So it's a steer with the ratio to the Sefer. How come in the ratio the Kohanim are allowed to take it, and how come in the Sefer those Kohanim can't take it? You see, it's called you're having enjoyment from the owner. So more first one says, Omer Rav Hoshiyo Lakash, there's no steer here. I'll tell you, Horebi, for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Saka machlokes tanoim, if there is a svar of Toivus Hanoa, is it called mammon or not? That the owner, like, has a right to give it away to whichever kohen he wants to, is that considered like he has mammon, like he owns something in it? He has certain schusim in it, so it's still called like his. So then it's called, you're having enjoyment from me? Or else, no, this fact, you can give it away, is not called mammon. It's not called you have any ownership in it. So therefore, when the Kohanim take it, they're not taking it from you. So I tell you, some achlokes tanoim, some achlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. To Tanya, we learned like this. Ha-goinev tivlo shachaveroi. You go down to your friend and you steal his fruits before he took off any truma samaisa. You stole somebody else's tevil. Somebody just picked off the apples off the tree. He has a bushel full of apples. And you go and steal that bushel before he took off truma samaisa. That's called Hagoinev Tivloi Shachaveroi. V'yochloi, and you go and eat it. So now how much do you have to pay him back? How much should you really steal from him? That's the Machloikis. Tanakamis says, Mishalem loy Dimei Tivloi Divri Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to pay him back everything. You have to pay him back the complete bushel that you stole. Because even though in that bushel there's a certain amount of fruits that you would have to give away to Truma Samaiser, so like the rest of the fruits that's chulin, that's for sure you have to pay him back. The question is, let's say these few apples that you would have taken off for Truma Samaisers, do you have to pay him back for that or not? So Rebbe says yes. Rebbe says you have to pay him back completely what you took. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, Ein Mishalem Elo Demei Chulin Sheboi. No, if you stole this bushel that has 100 apples, so you only have to pay back something like 98 apples. The one apple or two apples that you take off for Truma Samaisers, those you don't have to pay back for. That the machloikis is the cold you stole from him, his truma samaiser or not. So what's the machloikis telling? My love, isn't it? Bo kemiflagi. That this is what the machloikis